Yeah.
Ask a question. The stories are so short. I noticed you've got a story today about the city council banning to build new fast food restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Area. Is that all you write about that? You know, like this.
Yeah, no.
I'm not able to read anything more about it.
Yeah.
On your website.
So at the moment, that's if you're looking at the whole website, that's all there is. But it could be that the News Online team are writing a story on that, that they are building a long-form story on that. But for the moment, we're giving you a short-form update. There's been a council meeting at Dudley, and they've decided to ban fast food restaurants near schools.
So I'm not able to see right now if I can read anything more about it.
Yeah,
later.
So we offer you a link to the council website, so you could go and read, you know, what they've got on it. But from the BBC, all at the moment, all we've got is a short form.
Yeah.
We have got, and I know there's more, we're doing more updates on that story for us on Local Live, so there's, you know, councillors spoken, and we'll have reaction from some fast food, and it might be something that we pose as a question to the audience, you know, what do you think? Healthy eating in schools is a big, you know, is an interesting subject. So we will follow it on Local Live, but ideally in the day, depending on resources locally, what's going on in the News Online team, you would get a longer form story.
Why don't you tell people that, oh, you can read more about it later today?
Because at the moment I can't guarantee that the News Online team are going to write a story on it, to be honest. It's just about, you know, like any organisation, it depends on your staffing, what other stories are going on in that area. That News Online team covers five other indexes other than the one that Local Live is sitting on. Yeah, so it's got a larger area that a single team is covering. So they will be, you know, looking at what other stories are going on.
Would you explain what you mean by an index?
Okay, yeah. So for us, this is an index. So ours are based on location.
So the online journalists working in Vernon, they'll write for this index, or they'll write these stories here. But they'll also write all the stories going on these four indexes down here as well. These are other indexes. So it's quite a big area.
Mm-hmm.
So all the stuff going on this page.
So you've got Stoke and Staffs,
Shropshire,
Hereford and Worcester,
Coventry
and Warwickshire, and Birmingham and Blackcomb.
Yeah, so it sort of mirrors the regional television. The regional TV covers bigger areas, whereas the radio station will really cover Birmingham and Wolverhampton, the adjoining city. The radio station covers pretty much the area that's covered by this web page. But then the radio, the TV station will cover Birmingham and Black Country plus all these counties, which are like Coventry and Warwickshire, Hereford, Worcester, Shropshire and Staffordshire, all the other counties surrounding Birmingham. That's how it's set up, sort of regional BBC production is.
I have a question about your writing style.
Yeah.
When you're writing, as I heard, you try to write more informal and conversational. And probably when you write a short sentence about things, a thing going on, there's probably a lot of things that you don't know. Are you writing about what you're looking for and other things also? And could you tell a little bit about how you think the writing style in the Lagbar?
So Local Live is trying to be more conversational in its style. So just trying to be more chatty. We're trying not to write about things that we don't know. So, do you know what I mean? If it was that, we wouldn't want to be putting stuff out there saying we think something's going on. We either know it or we don't. But, you know, if it's that there are reports coming in that, you know, there's been, there was a story in Birmingham that there were reports that there'd been a shooting in Birmingham. So we ran a line on that. ITV, the website, they had a story based on, you know, the reports. It was something that the newsroom was talking to police about at the time. They wouldn't, you know, they were just confirming that they were in attendance. So we report that, and we're honest about what we know. So we're getting reports in, that's what we know. Police say they're doing whatever, we can report that. It turned out that there wasn't a, that police had, that shots had been fired, but it was taking out the tyres on a car. It was police doing it, so it was a police incident. So then we can report that back when we're doing the, in the live module. So we're trying to follow a story as it happens. We're trying to be honest about what we know and what's coming in. And so the story changes. We're saying we now know, you know, the latest on this is...
When I asked at the beginning what people thought of the BBC, one or two of you said reliable, and that's something we've really got to keep hold of, that reliability. In what's quite a fast-paced news world these days, and it's very quick that the wrong pictures get put out there, wrong information goes out on social media and gets reported. And, you know, the BBC has done that as well. I wouldn't say we've never done it, but it's dangerous for us because one important thing for the BBC is it's people trust it. So people read about, maybe on Twitter, oh, someone's died, or and the Michael Jackson death was, I know it's a few years ago now, but it was a classic one that you'd see people saying, well, I'm not going to believe it. There was a lot of rumour on sites in America, and people said, oh, I'm not going to believe it until I read it on the BBC website. And that sort of thing is still important for us. So when there is something big happening, people do come to the BBC website to see what they'll see as the correct story rather than just perhaps sometimes some other outlets may be a bit looser. That's important to us.
So we're trying to be more conversational in some ways, but we're still following the BBC values, and we're still, you know, everything that's written by a journalist is checked and published before it's published on the live feed, just the same as it is with a news story. We're questioning just as much as we're writing in one sentence as we would when we're doing a long-form story. So we are still applying our same editorial values, and but we're trying to be a bit more reactive rather than waiting until there's a, you know, 200-word story. We're trying to put out, you know, a sentence sooner.
Does the number of clicks on a story have an influence into the content, into the choice of the content of your stories?
Overall, for news online or...?
Yeah.
I don't think that it does, do you?
What are you saying?
I mean by that, if every morning during the news conference or news meeting, do you talk about the number of clicks on the story and saying maybe we should investigate and stay on the story a little bit more because you have such a number of clicks on it?
In the sense that we don't have to, we don't need to worry about clicks in the way that some sites will, because it will bring advertising revenue, the number of clicks. So that is not an issue on that side for us. However, if we've done a big story in a day and it's done really well, it's been one of the most read stories across the site, we would revisit that story because we know the readers are interested in it. It'll be an editorial judgment. It wouldn't be like we're trying to chase more clicks. We would be looking at, well, the readers are interested in that story. We should follow it up and keep moving it on. But if it's just a one-off story and it's done and it did well, we're just moving on to the next news, whatever's coming up that day, to be honest. So I wouldn't say we ever went chasing clicks on stories. Obviously, we write stories to try and be interesting to people, and we want people to read them. We try and choose the most interesting stories to write, because we're not going to write every story. Obviously, we do that. So in a way, you know, you want readers, so you're chasing clicks, but we don't just write stories for that. It's a balance, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's things like, you know, you can, if there's a big discussion going on a story, so people can post their comments on a story or on Facebook, and we're, you know, it's becoming a big talking point, or there's people, you know, suggesting other sides, you know, to an argument or whatever, then that will inform. You might be like, well, actually, I think we should take another angle on this story because there's a lot of chat about it and people have got different things to say. Maybe we should be, you know, doing a different case study, or maybe we should follow it up in this way. So it's just about being informed by your audience rather than clicks per se.
And the BBC will do more sort of sort of political stories, sort of ones that we'd see as worthy, I guess would be the word. Stories that we know aren't necessarily going to be really popular stories, but it's important that we should tell them. So we'll do those stories as well. Probably, I think a lot of news outlets would do that, but we'd probably do it more. So for instance, the BBC has more of a remit to cover politics, for instance, than